I believe it was in 60, 58 or 60. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this down here by the Lutheran Church over 41. Mm-hmm. You can tell where that road's been built up. Mm-hmm. I've seen water over that highway 10 feet deep. That sink failed to take back of the Lutheran Church. Mm-hmm. That sink failed to, it's got stopped up or something one year. And they had to detour the cars across the road that turns off there at the Lutheran Church, mm-hmm. and put them on the Providence Road, turn them back right, and then come around the Providence Road and come out about a mile and a half below it.
Mm-hmm. Does the sink suck the water down?
You can go there when it's not too full, but I mean just mm-hmm. average full, and you can see the water just going around and around.
And it's sucking it underground? It's
sucking it underground. And that sink don't never go dry. Uh-huh. There'll always be a little water in there.
Is there anything smaller than a branch, maybe, that does go dry some of the time?
Well, I always thought a brook was supposed to run a little bit of water all the time. And I always thought a branch could go dry, but a branch was still bigger when it got full than a brook. Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on that?
I don't know.
That's always been my opinion of it, that a brook run water about all the time. Uh-huh. And that a branch could go dry, or when it got wet weather, it could spread out.
Uh-huh. What about a stream?
A stream? Most of the stream is from a spring, uh-huh. and it can be a little stream. I've seen water. You see where Daddy's mailboxes is? You see them two mailboxes down there? I've seen water from there over that road clean away the other side up there for a quarter of a mile coming out of these woods back mm-hmm. here.
What are some of the creeks and branches and so forth in this area?
Well, now that's Rose Creek. Mm-hmm. And these branches don't have no name as far as I know. Mm-hmm. But now that place over there is called the Tawny Prairie, mm-hmm. crossing that road over there where I told you, mm-hmm. down below Uncle John's. They call that the Tawny Prairie. Mm-hmm. And then back in here, this is the Tawny Bays. Mm-hmm. Now these bays back here, they don't have no name, never have heard them.
Bays?
Bays.
What's a bay?
A bay, now, these bays here, they've got cypress trees, and they got black gum in them, and they used to have gators in these caves, in these bays.
Also there.
When I was a small boy, 6-7 years old, there was a fella living across the highway over here, his name was and he come over here, and me and him and his two boys and my daddy went in the bays down in there and back here. And in those water holes in there, mm-hmm. he had a hook on the end of a pole, and he got some gators out of them holes that was 10 and 12 foot long.
Really?
And when I was a little boy, about the same age, uh-huh. we started to town one afternoon in a Model T Ford. And when they put this road through here, Daddy had a rail fence back here. And he fenced that road over there, and this was out in the woods. Mm-hmm. And there's broom straw there. And we started tailing along out there somewhere. I said, Daddy, there's a big snake. Well, he stopped the car, and there was an alligator about 8 foot big down in the ditch and about this big around. And he run down here and got him a fence rail. Mm-hmm. It was a rail fence. And he come back up there and killed that alligator with that fence rail.
Did he